I need to tell everyone what happened to me a few weeks back. My mom and I were going up to our family cabin in the mountains for a relaxing weekend. You see, I just split with my husband. I had found out that he was cheating on me with my best friend, the cheating bastard. So Mom suggested that we go up to the cabin for a quiet weekend. There was a nice brook running close to the rustic cabin, and sitting out by the creek, watching the birds and rabbits and other wildlife was always relaxing for me. Maybe even do a little fishing. The cabin was very isolated, being surrounded by federally owned land on all three sides, and I knew we wouldn't be disturbed by neighbors. We only use it a couple of times a year, so after a long drive, we finally arrived. And boy, were we shocked when we got there. Somebody, or a bunch of somebodies, had been there and everything was a mess. There were dozens of empty beer cans and whiskey bottles strewn on the ground all over the place. It looked like a dump. And inside it was even worse, a total mess. Not only empty beer cans and booze bottles, but also pizza boxes and Chinese takeout containers and McDonald's wrappers and other stuff that I couldn't even begin to recognize. It was a terrible mess. And the bugs. I was sure that there had to be bugs and cockroaches and snakes and everything else inside the cabin. But we decided to stay the night anyway because it was just beginning to get dark outside and we had nowhere else to go. We would try and sort things out in the morning after we notified the police. So Mom and I got to work and managed to find a bed that wasn't too bad for us to sleep in. So after we cooked ourselves some dinner and opened a bottle of wine, both of us tried to relax and forget all the shit around us, both here and at home. We were just sitting around, sipping the wine, when all of a sudden we heard a loud rumbling sound approaching the cabin and looked out to see about 16 motorcycles pulling up outside. Oh my God, bikers! The gang were laughing and carrying on, and they appeared to be a bit drunk, and they all hooted and hollered when they saw us. My mom shouted out, "Are you the bastards who wrecked my cabin?" "Ma'am, it's not nice to call your guests bastards." And they pushed past us into the cabin. They had a large amount of booze, and they all looked very mean and tough. "Sit down, ladies, and have a drink with us. We're all here for the night, so relax and be friendly." One of the gang members came up to me and put his arm around me and squeezed my tits. I was horrified. My mom saw this and told him to leave me alone. Even before I had a chance to tell him the same thing, he walked over to my mom and said, "Sorry, I guess you being the oldest, I should have squeezed your tits first." And he fondled Mom's tits. This caused his fellow bikers to laugh and tell him, "Stop the floor play. Just fuck her." So he grabbed her and thrust his hips up against her front, making all kinds of disgusting moaning and groaning and panting noises, which his friends loved hearing, before letting Mom go. They thought he was hilarious. I thought he was going to kill us. I was scared. And there were so many of them. And my mother and I were helpless. We didn't have a gun or anything to defend ourselves. So Mom and I signaled back and forth, and we decided we'd run for it if we got a chance. But until then, we'd play along and humor them, hoping and praying that we could get away from them before something happened, if you know what I mean. The gang took over the living room, drinking and smoking dope, while Mom and I just sat there on the couch, sitting up straight, legs tight together, hands clasped as though in prayer. And since the living room was small, the air was getting kind of hazy with weed smoke, and I couldn't help but inhale some of it. And after a while, I was feeling good and relaxed. Mom had already gotten up from the couch and had disappeared in the kitchen or someplace, so I decided to have a drink. And when I went to get one, I saw Mom had already had at least one and maybe more, and her eyes were looking glassy. One of the gang wanted to dance, so he grabbed my mom and started dancing with her. She didn't object. In fact, she was swaying her hips seductively. My mom? swaying her hips. I couldn't believe it. But the guy seemed to like that, and soon there were three guys dancing around her, and I was seeing a new side to my mother. So there I was, a drink in my hand, and sitting between two bikies, feeling all relaxed from the wine and the pot smoke, when one of them put his hand on my thigh and told me I looked sexy, hot even. Well, it's been years since anyone had said that about me, and so I didn't slap his face, at least not right away. I liked hearing it. And then I felt him slide his hand up underneath my skirt, almost all the way up to my panties. I should have stopped him, but I didn't. I was scared, plus my reactions were a little slow due to the booze and smoke. His friend noticed that I didn't object to his attentions, and so he started to fondle my tits through my sleeveless black knit top. You know the one. It was sleeveless with a scoop neck, and it was kind of tight over the bust. I could feel my cunt getting wet. I was getting turned on by all the fondling of my big fat tits. I looked over at Mom, and there she was kissing one of the guys, while the other one was behind her, grinding against her arse, dry fucking her butt. It looked like a sandwich, and she was the filling. I'd never seen my mom like that. It all seemed unreal. I couldn't see her hand, but I think it was in the first guy's pants, and she was jacking on some guy's cock. My bra was now pushed up out of the way, and this biker was sucking on my big tits. I don't recall how all this happened, but I loved it, and my nipples were hard like pebbles. His friend's hand was in my panties, and two of his fingers were deep in my cunt. I was getting my tits sucked and my wet cunt finger fucked in front of a gang of guys and my mother. I was half naked. My tits were exposed and my legs were spread. And even though I still had my skirt on, anyone looking could see what these two guys were doing to me. It was so dirty. And I was a little embarrassed doing this in front of my mother. I peeked over at her, and I was shocked to see that the guys had her on her back on the sofa, and one of them appeared to be tongue-fucking her snatch. I couldn't exactly see very much, but I heard Mom say, "That's it. Eat my fucking cunt. I want your mouth on my fucking cunt. Tongue my fuckhole." Then one of the gang was fucking Mom's face with this prick, and she was playing with his balls while her hips were fucking up into the face of the guy eating her cunt. I should have been afraid. I should have yelled out and told them to leave my mother alone. But I wanted this to continue and get even dirtier. My fear had disappeared, and I was enjoying myself. I was turned on and dripping wet. Most of these guys were a little younger than me, and they all looked big and virile. And I could see the outline of their hard cocks pressing against their blue jeans. I guess I wasn't the only one turned on. After a few minutes, the guy sucking my nipples pulled my black knit top and bra completely off, saying he wanted better access to my tits. And the guy down below had me lift up my hips so he could pull my panties and skirt off. I hardly even noticed because I was coming on the hand playing with my cunt. I love being finger fucked, feeling a man's thick fingers pushing in and out of my cunt. But my husband seems to have forgotten that fact and hadn't finger fucked me in a long time. In fact, the only fucking I'd been getting lately was from my purple dildo. So I told this guy, "Fuck your fingers into my sloppy wet cunt harder." And he added an extra finger and stretched my snatch wide, and I came. My cunt came so hard I almost passed out. Pulse after pulse after pulse. It was so good. Then Mom, I looked over, and Mom and I had tried to tidy up a bit the place when we'd first arrived here, so we already had one bed cleared off that didn't seem as dirty as the others. And the two guys pleasing me lifted me up and carried me over to it. They threw me on my back on the bed. The biker had fingered my cunt and made me come, was standing there at the foot of the bed, staring at my naked tits and cunt. Then he made eye contact with me as he reached for the zipper on his jeans, and he slowly lowered the zipper, licking his lips, watching my reaction. I was mesmerized as I watched him lower his pants and expose his cock, his big, fat, thick, hard cock. Then he got between my spread legs and drove his hard cock deep into my needy cunt. Oh my God, I was so wet for his cock. I needed it. I needed him. Oh God, Jesus. My cunt welcomed his meat. Oh, and soon it was, oh God, balls deep in my fuckhole. Oh yes, I said, fuck my snatch. My cunt needs your cock. Fuck me. And fill my gash full of your spunk. Oh God, it felt so good, him fucking me. My cunt was so needy. I needed his cock. Fucking me. Oh God, it felt so good. I wanted to last forever. And then his friend, the one who had been sucking in my tits, started to fuck my mouth. Oh, I had a prick in my cunt and a cock fucking my mouth. Two cunts, two cocks, something I never even dreamed about. And I didn't even know their names. I looked around the small bedroom and I saw a lot of guys standing around the bed, cocks exposed, stroking their meat, waiting their turn at my cunt and mouth. The biker plowing my face started moaning and fucking my throat. I was choking on his dick. And then he grabbed my head and was moving my mouth up and down his cock, using me. And then he was coming, his spunk filling my mouth, and he said, swallow every drop, you slut. And so I did. I swallowed his load, something I'd never done for my husband. His cum tasted sweet. I loved it. Then a new cock was soon fucking my face when the prick fucking my hungry cunt started to come. I'm coming, he shouted. And I squeezed my cunt muscles as tight as I could, milking the jizz out of his prick and into my gash. I could feel every pump his cock made as he filled my cunt with his load of spunk. And oh God, it felt so good, feeling him come inside me. I was still horny. I wanted to come again, but I wasn't there yet. I needed another cock in my snatch. Oh. And so, oh God, please. As soon as he pulled his cock out, my cunt was filled with another hard prick. Oh, yes. Ow. And I started to come with this new cock. Ow. My buckle was leaking cum. And the new cock was bigger and stretched my snatch. Oh, God, it was so big. I didn't think it was going to fit. Oh, he was reaching places. My husband. Oh, it never reached. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then suddenly, I saw my mom being carried to the bed, and she was laying down next to me. I must have looked shocked because she said, "This is our night, baby. Relax. No one will ever know what we do here. What goes on in this cabin stays in this cabin. So enjoy yourself, baby." Then some guy with tattoos all over him got between my mom's spread legs, and she was guiding his big prick into her cunt. And she said to him, That's a big piece of cock meat you're packing. Please, don't be gentle." She looked at me and said, "I wish your dad was hung like this," just before her mouth was filled with some other biker's prick. I was thinking that I wish my cheating fucking husband was here to see me getting my cunt gang fucked and sucking cocks. Then I thought, fuck him. I'm glad he's not here. His crying would stop me from enjoying all these cocks railing my horny fucking cunt. One of the guys said this is the first time they had gang fucked a mother and daughter, and that excited me. We were a first. I was shocked at how easy it had all happened. We seemed like a normal mother and daughter right up to a couple of hours ago. And now here we were, side by side on a bed, with both our cunts full of cock and both sucking on lots of strange pricks. The guy fucking my mother's mouth came, and she said, "Oh, thank you, thank you," to a guy coming in her mouth. Wow, I bet you never thanked Dad when he spunked in her mouth. But then I doubt she'd ever had a big cock in her greedy cunt when Dad came in her mouth. Or maybe she did. I don't know anything anymore. Everything was topsy-turvy in my world. I'd never heard my mom swear very much, but here she was talking to the tattoo guy plowing her fucking sloppy cunt. "Fuck me hard," she begged. "Drive your fuck me into my hungry fuckhole. Fill my cunt with your filthy spunk." And he said, "For a mother, you sure are fucking nasty talking cunt. Tell me, what do you want? Tell me, you cock-hungry cunt. Tell me what you want and be loud so your daughter can hear what a fucking dirty slut you are." And Mom said, "I want to come in your cock. I want to come with your cock and my cunt. I want to be fucked until my cunt can't come anymore. Ooh, I want to be a slut tonight, and I want cocks in my cunt, in my mouth, and my arsehole. Oh, I want to go home to my husband with all your cum in every fucking hole." What? My mother wants to be bum-fucked? She wants a cock in her cunt and arse? Well, she didn't have long to wait. Soon she was coming like a train, and she was crying out how great it felt. Cocks in her bum and her fucking cunt. Well, like mother, like daughter, the saying goes, and here I was doing the same thing. My cunt was full of man meat and cum, and a huge brick was filling my arse. Oh, careful, careful. Don't rip me open. My ass is tight. I've never had a cock in there before. I need some lube. Do any of you guys have any lube? And then I saw one guy jacking his cock move forward. And it was at my arse. And he proceeded to come all over my arsehole. And I said, "Yup, that'll work." And I felt the other guy push his cock into my arse. I started screaming. Oh, but the arse, it's too big. No, it's too big. But the arse guy said, "Someone shove a prick in her mouth and cover up her screams as I fuck my cock in her virgin arse." And after a while, I stopped screaming, and I was telling everyone, including my mom, how great it felt having a cock in my cunt and my arse and my mouth, on how often I was coming. I don't think anyone understood what I was saying, because as soon as my mouth was spunked by one guy, then another one took his place, and I didn't have long to talk, and most of the time I was just moaning in need and telling the guys to fuck me harder and fill me up with their jizz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh,
oh. Oh. I don't know how many cocks me and Mom fucked that night. I know every time I looked, there was a different guy fucking me, and my cunt was overflowing with spunk, just like my arse was. And I'd swallowed loads and loads and loads of man cream. My tummy was so full, I had more guys fuck my cunt on that night than I'd ever had my whole life before. And Mom said the same thing. But she also said that this was the best gang bang she had ever had. Oh, God, I had so much cum. Oh. That the fuck in my mouth and coming. Oh. And that surprised me, hearing my mom say that. The best gangbang ever? So maybe she has had a few secrets. How many gangbangs had my mother had? We were at the cabin for the long weekend, and these depraved bikers had us doing all sorts of things I never knew I could do. I watched my mom get fucked in her cunt and arse and mouth, and I heard her beg for more cock. And I also did the same. They got her so fucking drunk and horny that they even had her eat their cum from my sloppy cunt. I should have stopped it, but I didn't. In fact, I enjoyed it. It's fucking weird. The only woman to ever eat my cunt was my mother. Yep, you guessed it. I also ate her cunt. And we even let these mean bastards talk us into getting drunk and having a 69. I had a wild weekend, all right. I was looking for something quiet to get over my husband leaving me, and instead I was the center of a massive gang fuck. In reality, I was fucked more times and had my cunt filled more times in this weekend than I had in the past 6 fucking years. And I fucking loved it. These guys were all gentlemen. Well, if you forgot about all the dirty, perverted stuff they did to us. And they brought out our own innate dirtiness, too. Yeah, I loved it. The bikers were getting ready to go, and Mom said, "Oh, well, he's back to reality and a normal life." But I doubted my life would ever be normal again after this. I'd found a new me, and the new me loved cock. Lots and lots of cock. And I liked talking dirty and being a filthy whore with a cunt full of cum. Having a prick in my bum and another in my snatch was wonderful. And I loved it, having a cock in my mouth. I love sucking cock. I was fucked by guys who I didn't even know their names. I sucked big cocks, small cocks, and swallowed multiple loads of spunk. I have a cunt full of spunk. And because the bikies had broken our bathroom shower, I smelled of cum and cunt and stale beer and piss. Oh, yes, piss. Did I tell you these fucking animals even pissed on my cunt and also my mother's to wash some of their spunk off us? As I said, I doubt I'll ever return to a normal life again after such a wonderful weekend. But now these fucking horners were leaving Mom and me, and I had loved being their fucking cum-dump cunt. So I asked a couple of the guys for their names and phone numbers for possible future hookups. And they said, "Get them from your mom. She's already asked us for them and gotten them. The horny old cunt wants to invite us back up here to her cabin." The fucking sneak. She was going to get gang fucked without me and have all these hard cocks to herself and her sloppy, greedy cunt and not tell me. But before I could say anything to her, she said, "In 2 weeks, honey, we're going to come back here." "Well, at least I am," she said, "and I hope you agree and come with me." Then we all hugged and kissed, and on the drive home, we laughed about some of the filthy things we'd done. Being fucked so much made our cunts tender. But in 2 weeks' time, I'm sure my snatch will be hungry again for more stiff pricks, and my fuckhole craving lots of spunk. Mom said, "It's not only having my cunt fucked by every guy there that I loved, I also enjoyed eating cum from your cunt, baby." I should have been shocked, but I had to confess I liked eating Mom's sloppy snatch as well. I suggested we should try eating each other's cunt when we got home, and it wasn't full of man's spunk. Mom thought that was a great idea, and once we got home and had gotten all cleaned up and showered, it was agreed. A sexy 69 cunt-eating contest was on the menu. Oh, yeah. And another thing I learned this weekend was that I'm pleased my husband cheated on me and left me. Otherwise, I would never have known the joy of getting my cunt filled by so many different cocks and how empowering it is to know that I can bring a gang of bikers to their knees simply by using my mouth, my arse, and my cunt. I couldn't wait until we did it again. My cunt was already wet in anticipation.